Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, you know, life is this. One day you are happy, next day you are sad. One of our pious individuals who gives us good sound nasiha, he mentioned once to us that, see, if you're experiencing difficulty for 4 days, and one day you experience ease, then still too you must be happy that you experienced that one day of ease. So because why this worldly life is filled with difficulties for the believer, and dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir, as we said to you, and you just have to now, in every situation, Ghazza gives you hope once again that these individuals with such courage show us the true path. I mentioned to you that verse, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. That's أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Those who are given the books before you, مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those who commit shirk. أَذًا كَثِيرًا. What do? You will listen that they cause a lot of pain to you. They cause a lot of pain to you. And what's the way? You must practice patience and taqwa. Then this year is that which emanates from the courage of patience, tolerance, and all of the rest. Patience, forbearance, all of this fits in there. So this life is filled with these difficulties. And I said to you, some days you are happy, some days you are sad. But stick with your iman. That's the key. Just yesterday, Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus, who's going to advise us now soon, he told me yesterday that just yesterday, he got a baby girl, mashallah. A baby girl, alhamdulillah. So we make dua for him. And we say, Ya Allah, you bless him in this year. Now, today, this morning, he sent me a message and he said, my father-in-law passed away. Yesterday, happiness. And here's it, I'll play for you the clip that he sent me just now. This is the cycle of life. This is exactly what he mentioned to me just now, moments ago, where he said, here's it, yeah. I'll just play it for you in a moment, where he speaks about this year and exactly what the cycle of life is. Yesterday you're happy, today it's a different scene. So here's his message.
Yesterday you are celebrating a new life, happy, and today you're mourning a loss of a life.
So this year is one day you're happy, one day you're sad. We just have to stick to being pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's hear from Mulana Salman Yunus at the Qabristan when he gives advice. What does he tell us?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhum maghfirat. Allah maghfir lahu wa arhamhu wa sakinu fil jannah. And this is, I asked Mulana, have you reached your destination? But as they say, this life, you're going through, life is a journey, it's not a destination. And where we stop in transit is the barzakh. And that's just a break till we get to the real destination, which is Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah. And then do we go to Jannah, do we go to Jahannam? And Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab always gives this, that is a beautiful example. He gives examples that people can acquaint themselves with. And he says, you're driving and you put the GPS on. And before, you know, Mulana, we used to have those, you had to connect it to the big screen.
The Garmin
and the rest, yeah. So nowadays we just use our phones and it speaks to you and you connect it to your Bluetooth and you can hear what they say, which way to turn, the rest. So when you're pushing in the alphabets, So you normally we just put in JA, and then it will bring the destination which we need to go to. But if you are not focused, then we put JA and we pressed OK, and we traveling on this journey, only to come to find that the destination we pushed in, that we pressed, was Jahannam, because they both start with JA, Jannah and Jahannam. Whereas we wanted to head to Jannah. So constantly this reminder of death, and when you go for these janazas, you just, it gives you a different, you know, for that few moments after, at least, a true person, a truthful person, you will be affected. And you will be like, what am I doing? Where am I dedicating my efforts to, my time to? And with this, Mulana, we say Jazakumullah khairan for you, to you too as well, for taking out time in this whole, you know, you're still going for this janaza and the rest in making time for us. The listeners appreciate it as well. So Mulana, you can advise us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As what I was saying, I was thinking too whether to phone, cancel or what, and then as well as rightly mentioned, the destination, we don't know when we're going to reach our final destination. And when our time is up, every moment has to be valuable. Every moment that we can use for the khidmat of deen, that we can use to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, then we have to push ourselves, exert ourselves. Sometimes in the worldly life, we realize that for that business, for that income, we have to try everything possible. And we, our comforts and our families even sometimes get sacrificed just for our worldly benefit. But for our dunya, for our deen, and for our akhirah and our iman, then we tend to become lazy, we tend not to have the same attitude. It all boils down to us realizing the importance of all these aspects in our life, that one day we will leave this world behind. And whatever we send forward, whatever efforts we made for the akhirah, that day we will reap them. Now is the only time which we have to cultivate, to plant, and put in the effort so that in Akhirah, in Jannah, we can see that abode, inshallah. And Umar Abdul Hamid also many often gives the example of the signboard. He says that you're traveling and you use the signboard for direction. And our signboard in the dunya is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That anything we do, whatever we might be going, however we might be conducting, follow the signboard of sunnah, and that will lead us to Jannah. But if you're going to follow any other signboard, then you're going to get lost along the way. Well, Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, also used to very often say that the visa of life, we don't know when it's going to expire. The visa of life, we don't know when it's going to expire, but we have to prepare. We have to prepare. So also now with the coming of the new Islamic year, the Hijri calendar, we find Muhammad. And if we ask ourselves that year after year is coming, but what have I done to get closer to Allah Ta'ala? We don't believe in birthdays, we don't believe in anniversaries. But all these are signs for us to realize that our life is coming to an end. The sand in our life, in our glass of our life, is slowly trickling down. And it's never going to come back again. It's going to be gone. But ourselves, what have we done to prepare? That as a believer, every day, every year, should be more better, should be more closer, should be getting far better, closer to Allah Ta'ala. How am I improving? How am I going closer to Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala gives us so many chances, so many, many chances, so many, many chances.
Yes, and now, Jim, Mulana was speaking on that.
So we're saying that this year and year is passing, and what am I doing to get closer to Allah Ta'ala? And like now you see it all of a sudden, like as we're driving on the road also, we get stopped along the way. And in our life too, at times, certain times you'll see our life gets stagnant. Things don't go as we plan. These are all wake-up signs from Allah Ta'ala for us to remember that this journey we are taking, are we ready for it? Are we conducting ourselves correctly? So that one day when you reach Allah Ta'ala, there's no hassles along the way. Everything is a reminder for us. Allah Ta'ala, so many places in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions, and Allah Ta'ala takes an oath. Example, wal fajri, wal duha, wal layl. And if you look at the oath of Allah Ta'ala takes the oath on all those instruments which we usually use to measure time. usually time is measured by these things and all these aspects of time. And towards the end of all the surahs, Allah Ta'ala finally takes an oath on time itself, to show us the importance of time in our life. That what are we doing with this time we have? How are we utilizing it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? How are we utilizing it to make Allah Ta'ala happy? Then along the way, are we wasting it away? Now we know school holidays are upon us. And what are the youth up to? What are the youth up to? And what are they busying themselves with? So all these are wake-up calls. Then janazah after janazah we may attend, we may go to. But are we realizing that one day that will be me? One day I will be laying down there. People will be carrying me. And we don't know when that is. And many a times, you know, alhamdulillah, we are so close with our family, with our parents, with our children. And the thought of losing them, the thought of being with them, is so strong that we can't think of life without them. Especially when it comes to a loved one, where we no longer have them amongst us. It's a great test from Allah Ta'ala. Great test that Allah Ta'ala puts in front of people, that how will you cope with the loss of someone who is so beloved to you? So beloved to you, but now will you resort to ways that is not founded in Sharia? It is not permissible in Islam. Will I resort to substance abuse? Will I go into what is? Will I just give up on life? Or will I realize that this is the plan of Allah Ta'ala? That from the time that baby was in the womb and the ruh was put into that baby, then already that angel had already written down when will the mouth of this person be? That how we have to prepare for the final moment where that death Allah Ta'ala says, أَيْنَ مَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. That even if you are in 45 buildings, death will find you. But how many times a day are we really thinking of death? How many times a day are we preparing for death? That every salah is coming, am I realizing that this could be my last salah I'm performing? That will I get a chance to perform another salah? Will the next salah be my salah? Will my janazah salah be the next salah? So as the years are going also, we have to be improving. That every salah, we perform it like our last. Every salah, sometimes we get lazy. We think, you know what, I'll read the sunnahs tomorrow. Or I'll make the zikr the next salah. But what guarantee do we have? No guarantee. Absolutely no guarantee we have whatsoever of life, of more life after that death. We have to beg Allah Ta'ala that the life Allah has given us now, the moments we have now, it will never come back again. And often I give the example, that today example, the 13th of Muharram, the Fajr Salah of today will never return ever in your life again. That's a chance which we have lost or we've gained it. We made the most of it or we've wasted it away. Yes, tomorrow 14 Muharram Fajr will come. 14 Muharram Fajr will come. But in our Hisab Kitab, the Fajr of the 13th of Muharram, it will never come back again. Together with that, the manner in which I performed it, was it lazily? Was it correctly? Was it to the best of my ability? Where I could have reached 100% of sawab, did I just get 40%? Or did I just get 50%? These are thoughts which we have to constantly think about. These are thoughts which we have to constantly build in our mind. We have to prepare it over and over again to remind ourselves of death. And together with that day, we see this aspect of death has been such an aspect that the world has tried to desensitize. They have tried to make it desensitized in a sense that the news, we see thousands are killed, hundreds are killed, or this person got murdered. It's become such a norm that people are being killed. But we don't even register within ourselves that one day that will be my move. One day that could be me. I am driving the car now. It's only to the Qudrat, it's only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is keeping us safe. We are reaching our destination. How many times we advise the students as well that you're not driving in the car without families, but in that car the music is playing, in that car the riba is taking place. Here we are driving, realizing that the tire can burst at any time, that engine can seize at any time. But only through the mercy of Allah, and we hope for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, but yet we still doing all sin along the way, all sin along our way. So very similarly, person says that I want Jannah. But yet, his actions are there of Jahannam. So, if we want that Jannah, we want that final abode to be that Jannah, then we have to do those actions that will prepare for Jannah. We have to do those things that will make our qabr amongst the gardens of paradise, we have to do those things. And when our eyes close, then our eternal bliss, eternal happiness, if we are going to keep on living the life, as we'll say, just continuing in any manner, in any how, then when that final moment of death comes, will it be as sweet as we hope, or will it be that gives me one more chance? Like how the kuffar say, very often we read it in surah every night, رَبَّنَا أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرُجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. They'll say, now we've heard, now we've seen, now we believe, send us back to do good deeds. But the chance won't come again. Now it's too late. Now it's too late. So why is Allah Ta'ala has given us this world? So in Surah Tabarakah, so Allah Ta'ala says, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah Ta'ala says, الذي خلق الموت, Allah has created death, والحياة ليبلوكم. And life, what is the purpose of life? To test you. Life was made to test us who will do the good deeds. لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That is the purpose of our life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That how we can be in the obedience of Allah, in the worship of Allah, utilize this life, do more good deeds, do that which pleases Allah Ta'ala. So that's the only thing we have. And the more we attend the janazah, which sadly is leaving the ummah, that only if we know a person, then we go for it. But in our local masjid, how many times we will find that, okay, janazah announcement is made now. Are we going to say, are we saying, do our children stay behind? Or if we are going for a janazah, do we go alone as a father? Or do we take our sons with us for them to realize the lesson? One day that will be us. The reality of death is there. And the more we frequent janazah, the more we frequent the qabristan, it should soften our heart. It should make our heart more soft and realizing that our time in this world is slowly, slowly, actually very fast, coming to an end. And since we don't know when that is, at any moment, any given moment in time, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for that day. Together with the janazah salah, how many of youngsters do we see that they don't even know how to perform the janazah salah? This is because, like how we said before, the program, the fathers, you take the sons and go. That's how they learn so much. That is lost, been lost in the ummah. The janazah salah itself also, the youngsters are not going for it. And if they are going for it, then they don't even know what is happening. So we have to revive this in the ummah, the importance of janazah salah, the importance of thereafter attending the burial also. Huge, huge tawafs have been promised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Mount Uhud just for attending the janazah salah, and another Mount Uhud for attending the burial. Now we find that we go to the burial site, and it has become a very, very bad custom that the grave diggers, they are filling the qabr. Whereas before, it used to be all those that are attending, they take the spade, they use their hands, and they fill the qabr. How many times people just stand, they look, and they're watching them fill the qabr. So these are important aspects amongst us as Muslims that we need to revive, we need to bring back. Because these are salient features of deen. The more we put that stand, the more we see the qabristan, the more we attend the janazas, then the more we're going to realize that I'm working so hard, I'm going to leave everything behind. Yes, work to provide for your family, work to provide for yourself, but don't work to make it your life. Don't work that I'm going to live here forever. How often there are so many people who qualified, big doctors, big engineers, big houses, palaces they built, but death overtook them and they were unable to even witness it. They were unable to see the palaces they've built. They were unable to use the degrees that they studied so hard for. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the correct understanding. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of death. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that when our mouth comes, we live with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the best of places, in the best of manners, in the best of conditions, in the conditions that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us, that the angels come and welcome us. The angels are there. The angels are bringing us forth. And they are fighting to take this blessed soul to the barzakh, where the barzakh will be, as we say, our transit period, where it will be, in our term, the air conditions, the foods, the luxuries, all waiting. If your transit is so good, then you can only imagine how beautiful the final destination will be. May Allah Ta'ala accept us all, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that wonderful piece of advice. Make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.